I'm hopeful, regardless of the outcome. Boost the positive energy without one. Sorry about the jab, I'm on a holy field. I'm bearing fruit, but demons try to eat them like Yoshi meal. I piss them off the Batman like Falcone deals. Jungle full of predators on the home Mowgli fields. So I got the fire, refuse to live in fear. I can spot suppliers eating fresh roads.
Oh yeah, welcome to episode 179 of the Permaculture Pimpcast. The only Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, and practical living, and sometimes, as of late, the paranormal and parapolitical, but I'm usually going to save those for Wednesday. So if you haven't checked out last Wednesday, by all means, check it out. Now, if anybody's in a live chat, if you would, go ahead and hit the thumbs up so they know to immediately start suppressing this. And as predicted, the last one that I did with Bear, guess what? Demonetized. Yeah, saw that one coming. I don't think we're going to go so far in the weeds this time that we're going to have any of those problems, but you never know. I want to say hi real quick to all the folks that are in the live. Commode Bear, Breaking Chains. Man, I like that. It says Shalom, Pimp. Andy Pearson. What's up, Andy? I always like seeing Andy Carson and Champion Taylor. All right. So like I said, hit that thumbs up. SS Chicken. Yellow Chicken, I'm not sure I'm reading that right. Anyway, this episode is always brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com. Turn that simp into a pimp. Bam! Heaven's Harvest, y'all. 10% off with promo code PERMA. Remember, source all the stuff you can, wherever you can. Get all your dry goods, all those wonderful things, just like I talked about in the last program with Bear. Get all those things locally. You can save a lot of money, but all the things you can't, go check out Heaven's Harvest. They also got some really good seeds. In fact, they claim 85%, but for us, they've been every bit of 100%. So definitely check them out. And if you would like to, you can do it over there on the Fountain app. You can listen to all your podcasts over there. You can triple up the speed. And if you'd like to drop a derivation of Bitcoin called sats or satoshis, we just call them sats. Anyway, if you want to drop some SATs on some PIMPs, go do it over there. And it is always a wonderful time to be with y'all. Look, y'all, literally ran in from outside not long ago. I was planting blueberries out there. I guess that video should come out tomorrow. Want to remind everybody, look, there are deals to be had. Over there, like Tractor Supply, I picked up three of them that if I were to go to the local nursery, these things would have cost every bit of 25, maybe 30 bucks. I got them for 13. Who cares if they came from Tractor Supply, y'all? I'm producing food. I don't need any of these foo-foo, nouveau, almondine, thin crust, bottled water, deep-fried, city food type of blueberries. All I need is stuff I can put on the plate and put in my belly. Plus, I got some other ones. Check this out. I was at Organic Grower School a little while ago, and I picked up some over there. I ain't lying, y'all. I went to the local nursery. And I was going to see what they were charging for blueberries in a pot. These were in like a, man, I can't remember the size of the pot. But anyway, the same thing over there. And they weren't even as big. They wanted 72 bucks. And check it out. They cater to those highfalutin folks, so they'll probably get it. Ain't getting it out of me. Can't shop here. Anyway, I've gotten a lot of them, really good deals off of Craigslist. Michelle's gone to Etsy sometimes and gotten some good deals. Check it out, y'all. I'm telling you, a lot of these folks are going to get way better deals. They're not gouging. They're not doing any of that stuff. Anyway, finally got them in the ground, and I got them in a pretty cool place that might be very, very helpful. Hopefully that video will come out tomorrow. We'll have to see. I got a lot in the frying pan. It might even be Saturday night. Who knows? Anyway, other farm news. Michelle did the Baton Death March Ruck Challenge. I don't know what else to call it. Anyway, it was 26.2 miles. Man, she was burning up the road. That video is going to come out today. Man, I'm so doggone proud of her. The longest she had ever been rucking was 16 miles. She added another 10 miles to it and had an average time of about, I think, 14 or 15 minutes per mile. It may have been less than that, y'all. That, so you know, when you got a ruck on your back, that's about as fast as a human being can walk without running. And she blew it up, y'all. She had a little pit stop, I think at mile 18 or something like that, where she did a little bit of red light therapy, did some grounding. I got all that on camera. So for all the people that think this stuff doesn't work, only thing she walked out with was a blister on the back of one heel. And she's doing a little bit of Euro treatment or Euro therapy combined with some grounding. And y'all, I'm telling you, she is, I'm not kidding you about this grounding stuff. It absolutely works. And she's back in the saddle in record time. The very next day she was out there helping with chores. And I'm telling you what, y'all, that woman is the hardest, 3 times 9. But honestly, she's also, I know this is Women's History Month and stuff like that, but that's not why she did it. She did it because that's when the event was, but also it's to stand up. And she doesn't really like doing this stuff. I kind of talked her into it. I'm like, look, this would be a great help to all the other ladies out there that find themselves in situations where maybe they feel like they can't do it. And she is doing the best she can. She does this stuff all the time, y'all. And she's pushing herself all the time in scholastic ways, in physical ways, in every kind of a way you can imagine, coming up with really clever ways to cook in the kitchen, which, as you can see, I ain't complaining, but she's trying to lead by example. She never wants to be in front of the spotlight, and it's always a chore to get her out there. But really, y'all, look, she's something else, and she's somebody that I think young ladies ought to look up to. All right, so other things we got going here. Another thing with Michelle, she went out there. Look, no good deed goes unpunished, okay? I think everybody knows that. She went out there. There's this giant, I don't know, I guess you can call it a co-op of places where we can get our potatoes and stuff like that. And they're like triple organic kind of potatoes, and they're the cat's meow. She goes out there to help, and not one man came and helped. In fact, the only two guys that showed up came up to pick up their stuff, but didn't bother, you know, this one lady. I guess you couldn't hit her with a handful of corn. She's out there moving around these big bags of potatoes along with Michelle, and none of the guys think to help. Hey, man, step up. Be the man. Grab a hold of those. Look, grab those kishkas you call junk and go out there and help these ladies. I'm serious, man. If I had a nickel for all the women that are writing to me saying, hey, yeah, I'm really wanting to do this, but all my husband wants to do is watch football and hockey. Look, you can still do those things, but there's a reason why they got football on what? I mean, well, when it was on, nearly 7 days a week, whether it's, you know, high school, they got it on Friday, college on Saturday, and then NFL every other day of the week, and then all these sports passes. Look, guys, stand up for real. And if you think I ain't kidding, guess what? You can be replaced. Yes, there is such a thing as a homestead divorce. And I've seen, sadly, a lot of those as of late. So other things we got going. Waiting on a little babies to pop out. One of the guests we're going to have on today from Kentucky Sustainable Living, folks, you're going to be glad you stuck around for that. Yeah, he had his a while back, but we got ours coming, and boy, they are taking their time. So we're going to have some babies on the ground here before long. We were hoping to have them a few days ago. We got them on the pasture. I wish it could have waited another week because there's some more land I'd like to recover, but it's all good. They're out there. They're going to be nursing before long, and believe me, these sheep are definitely jumbo. So it's good to see them eating all the green stuff, and it's just in the nick of time. So once again, Greg Judy 101. So sheep on the pasture, talked about that. Grass is getting thick, y'all. Here's what I'm saying. Mind your management. Yeah, they say mind your manners, but I'm telling you, mind your management. Here's what I'm talking about. If you can look, how do I say this and be polite? I usually don't care about that. I usually just try to get the point across, but I'm really concerned that people get this right. Just because you move them, make sure you're moving your animals sufficiently. Because if you do that, y'all, I'm seeing recovery. And like I was telling my man Ben Holler the other day and Jason from So the Land, I'm afraid to even tell folks about this because the recovery is so incredible that it's blowing my mind. And this is what we do, and we've been doing it for years. But man, I really zoned in the way I wanted to on the rotation, and I'm seeing grass grow back in places, y'all, where it did not exist. So in those cases, it's a good problem to have because now you got to increase your stocking density, which is a really good thing. So, man, thank you, Lord. And you know, well, I got to give a shout out to where it's due, and it's the Almighty. We're praying all the time that he gives us the right people to be around, the right situations, the right everything. And man, I am absolutely floored with how just when I talk about nature, it's really not what I'm getting at. I always say, if you move a step towards nature, nature will move 10 back to you, but no, it's really the Almighty. If you do this in accordance with the way the Lord set it up out in nature, you will be absolutely positively shocked when you just do those things, when you set your orchards up that way, when you do your grazing that way. Believe me, it makes all the difference in the world. I'm going to try to talk about it more and more. So speaking of recovery, y'all, like up the side of this mountain, just on the other side of this studio, we are seeing recovery that I'm afraid to record because I don't believe anybody's going to believe it. And what it was so thick with multi-floor rose, with Chinese silvergrass, everything. Folks, I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying this to you to let you know that these methods work. We've been doing them for years, and we're adding more and more to it all the time. So it was all a mess. And I mean, jacked up from the feet up. We rolled in with the pigs because they were our four-wheel drives. That was the only way to get through that multi-floor rose. If you see thorns and thistles, look, you're never going to see thorns and thistles growing out of a compost pile. You know why? Because they're always in places that are messed up. And by the way, anybody new coming in, make sure you hit that thumbs up, please. Let them know to start suppressing us. Anyway, I would typically see recovery in an area like this in a year, maybe two. Folks, we are seeing recovery that I don't even want to film because I think people are going to think I'm lying about it. We are seeing grass with a combination of using the pigs, then the sheep, and then whatever they didn't do, then we knocked down, rolled in, seeded it. Okay, usually that's not enough to get you through that first year when you have soil that's messed up. Ran the sheep over it one more time, put down some hay, and then hit it with this compost extract. Folks, I am absolutely dumbfounded at the recovery I'm seeing. So we're going to have to record it at some point. And if somebody wants to call foul, look, man, I got the goods. I can prove it. So I know there's a lot of fakes out there, a lot of people putting out things, or they just show up for the video, but they don't actually live this lifestyle. Yeah, I know there's a lot of those, but I'm not worried about those. All right. So here coming up this weekend, y'all, we're going to get into other things here in a second. Coming up this weekend, we got Kentucky Sustainable Living. We're going to have them on here in a moment. They're going to tell you all the wonderful things they have, and they're standing in the arena right now. Stay around for that. Not long after, Keepers of the Old Ways, that's going to be in Dothan, Alabama, and that's going to be April 12th and 13th. Really awesome festival. Really a lot of awesome stuff for kids as well. Excellent, excellent, excellent show. And then coming up not long after that is going to be Mountain Readiness. I'm going to be there because it's close to the house. Got to be real, real close these days. That's going to be May 3rd through the 5th, and it's going to be a wonderful time. So, folks, I'm going on about all these festivals because these are, if you're new to this space, even if you've been in it a while, it is like a homecoming. It is a reunion. Look, I see folks at these things all the time. You know why? It's not because they necessarily need the information. It's where they go to find community. And believe it or not, I have yet to go to one of these where I didn't meet somebody who's just down the road from me. So go check them out. You're going to be glad you did, folks. There's a reason I'm talking about these things, especially in these times where everything seems on shaky ground. Look, these are the places to find those places where you can build your mutual assistance groups. You're going to find that, and you're going to find a whole lot of other things that are awesome. So right now, Redemption Shield, y'all, 10% off with promo code PERMA. Everything grounding. Look, they're the only company that let me test their stuff. The rest of them won't even answer the emails anymore. So Redemption Shield, I tested all their stuff. It works, and it works in droves. In fact, right now at this desk, I got my bare feet on a grounding mat. So I'm grounded all the way up, and that's how we roll. So we're going to get into the good news, then we'll get to our guests. So check this out. 8 reasons why you ought to be stockpiling coconut oil. Okay, I'm just going to jump through these. Some of these I didn't know. Some of them I actually used. Helps with cracked skin and cracked lips. Look, I know a lot of you brothers in the hood, lotion costs a fortune. Well, at least you can eat that coconut oil and rub it on your skin. I know, hey, there's a lot of ashy brothers out there, and I deal with it on occasion myself, but I got new ways to deal with that. Moisturizes your hair. Believe it or not, when everybody was rolling around with a Jerry curl back in the 80s, can't believe I'm going to admit this. I used to put coconut oil in my hair because I got that good hair. That's what the girls from the hood used to say. I got that good hair. So I used to put that coconut oil in there. Plus, you know, it smelled pretty good back in the day. Then I moved on to Brill cream and then some other things. These days, I'm going all natural. Look, y'all, I'm married. I tagged out. I caught my limit. I ain't got to worry about looking all pretty. So helps with deep bruising. Yeah, I heard about that. Never tried it. Treats minor cuts and scrapes. Naturally soothes rashes. Say that 10 times. Excellent for balms and salves. Yeah, I've heard a lot of that too. It removes rust from knife blades. Never thought about doing that, but I might give it a shot. Then again, I need knives that are made out of adamantium. You know that stuff on Wolverine's skeleton? And the reason why, Michelle, look, half my butcher knives, I got to hide them, y'all. There ain't no telling. She's probably using them in a garden. Ain't no telling. And there ain't no telling what kind of condition they're going to come back in. And also, something I didn't know is that you could also make candles out of them. So there you go. There's one of your tips. So here's some other good news. Oh, you're going to love this one. Jeff Bezos invests $60 million to lower costs and to improve the taste and nutritional value of fake meat. Like me, y'all, I know you're just falling all over yourselves on that one. I'm going to call that good news because the fake meat industry is basically nosediving. Ain't nobody trying to eat no pink slime or whatever else. Look, man, we grow real meat, not fake meat. That's why you're tuning in. Yeah, somebody wrote in there, Mr. B says, so glow. Oh, man, that brings back memories. So let your soul glow, baby. Yeah, that was back in the 80s on Coming to America, where they left those Jerry curl stains on the back of the couch. Yeah, I wasn't rolling with any of those messy Jerry curls. I wore my hair natural like Dr. Martin Luther King did. You got to watch the movie. You'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, the other good news, female athletes, they file a lawsuit against the NCAA over transgender policies that allow biological men to compete against women. Well, too little, too late. So many of these ladies who've worked so hard all of their lives to compete, and some trans testicle decides he's going to roll in and, you know, I'm a woman now. I'm surprised every guy in the prison systems aren't saying that. Wink, wink. If you find yourself incarcerated, fellas, you might want to consider that. It might work out to you. I mean, it might not either. So they decide to chop anything off. You're going to be in a bind, nephew. All right. With that said, we're going to go on to my man, Eric.
Hey, Eric Sider here with your PimpCast tip of the day. Today's tip, the permaculture community group. You can survive by yourself, but you can only thrive in a community. You can't live in survival mode. The rush of cortisol is great to escape a dangerous situation, but if you remain there too long, it starts to eat away at your body. You can't create or heal in survival mode. People are messy and infuriating, but the only way to create a life of abundance is by building local communities. This is why I have started a permaculture community group. It is the precursor to the bioregional organization from Chapter 14 of the Permaculture Designer's Manual. It is structured similar to a rotary club or amateur sports team and is based on the local government area, whatever the smallest voting designation is. This ensures eventual influence of local government. It is the only area we can make real change. Some of the key projects are the Skills and Resource Database, a monthly recipe book, and seed and plant stock nursery. We want to promote the most useful plants and best adapted varieties for our area. I have been working with Jeff Lawton to develop the best practices based on the group he started in Australia that has been chugging along for over 30 years now. He reckons it's probably the most secure area in all of Australia. We are also developing a startup kit that will be available to help you begin one in your community. My group is called Permaculture Fair Oaks, and our first meeting is this Wednesday, March 20th. If you are in the Sacramento area or know someone who is, head over to permaculturefairoaks.org for more info.
That's my dog right there, y'all. Look, Eric, I mean, he is hand in hand with the pimp daddy of permaculture. That would be Jeff Lawton himself. And Eric is right there next to him and has his ear for just about everything. He was his right-hand man for a long time and ran the Greening the Deserts site in Jordan. So my man knows what he talks about. And honestly, he's one of my mentors. That's why I love what he's doing here. But he had no idea what we were going to talk about today. And he's talking about community, y'all. Look, every time I've been in one, look, half the time I spent my time wishing I could just beat them over the head, steal their money, and dump the bodies in the creek. But that is not helpful. You know, my Christian ethic won't allow that to happen. But you do get those thoughts from time to time. So you want to be very, very careful and cautious in the group. It could be a mutual assistance thing where everybody does their own thing. And then if, you know, something jumps off, then that's where you find yourself, you know, teaming up with these folks. You train together. You do a lot of things. Bobby Spaggs He's been doing this and teaching this for years and years, but Eric's got his own way of doing it too, y'all. But just remember, just because the family doesn't make them good for you. There were numerous attempts in the past where we tried to do this with family in different locations in the United States of Amnesia. And honestly, they were some of the worst to work with. And not meaning my son, I'm talking about other family members. And just because they're family doesn't necessarily make them good for this whole thing, y'all. But that's exactly what you learn at going to these festivals, y'all. So before we get into our guests here, y'all, I want to remind you, EMP Shield will give you $50 off with promo code PERMA. Look, things jump off. You're not looking to go to the club, you dig? You're trying to get back to the house. Well, I don't know. You may know some folks in my family, but anyway, if things jump off, you're trying to get back to the house. That's what EMP Shield is all about. I don't care what device you have. They got an EMP Shield for it. They didn't reach out to me, y'all. I'm a journeyman electrician with 25 years experience. I reached out to them because I know doing this work for a long, long time, they make the best transient voltage surge suppressor on the planet. That's why I reached out to them and asked them to be a sponsor. Plus, your number one threat on your house is not necessarily an EMP. Well, I would have said that about 3 years ago. These days, it might be, but your number one threat is really lightning. And it arrests all lightning. So if anything gets downstream and blows up Kentucky Fries, anything in the house, they're going to cover you for 25 G's. That's what I'm talking about. So EMPShield.com, promo code PERMA will get you squared away. And with that, we're going right over to Kentucky Sustainable Living. You guys are on site. How you doing, Shelly?
Great. How are you doing?
And I think that black guy in the background looks like Jason.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, you're barely coming up on the camera here, but it's important that we're hearing you. Hey, y'all, you're on site out there. Tell everybody what they can expect at Kentucky Sustainable Living coming up this weekend.
First of all, we want to give a shout out to Michelle. That woman is a boss. Oh, my God. And I know she doesn't like getting all those accolades or whatever, but I am so glad to call her friend. And she is, like, seriously an inspiration to me. She is awesome. Yay, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Shelly, because, you know, from your mouth to God's ears, because I can't tell her this. I mean, she was walking around with 40 pounds on her back training for this
thing. That's crazy.
And yeah, and then went out there and she's doing 15-minute miles. Yeah, she is something else. And yeah, she's a homestead honey, y'all. But let's get on over to y'all because, I mean, where you're standing, that arena is a fantastic location. And last year you had a lot of wonderful things going on.
Yep.
So, yeah, tell us about it. I see Mrs. Hacks is in the house, and I see Palmetto Permaculture and a number of others. I think Hacks for the Homesteader is going to be out there, too, my old friends from Kansas.
They are. Darren,
they're on the way.
Darren is going to be processing a sheep on Sunday. So
we've got a ton of stuff going on. We've got Jason, the Angry Prepper from New York. He's coming down. He's on his way. William will be here. Billy, your son's going to be here teaching two classes for us. We've got Chris Weatherman, the Angry American, will be here. EJ Snyder from Naked and Afraid. Gary Golding from Naked and Afraid. Who else is going to be here?
It's like all going through your head. Okay, we've got Nicole Sauce. She's going to be coming in and talking about pantry management. Yeah. We have got Chuck Peoples is going to be teaching how to put a medical bag together.
We got sourdough. Some people are going to do some sourdough demonstrations for us.
We got a guy coming to teach how to make apple cider vinegar.
We've got S&B Homestead Radio is doing a demonstration on ham radios. They're actually doing a workshop tomorrow to get your tech license, your ham license. Chuck is actually doing a medical workshop tomorrow also. If you're in the area, we've still got a few spots available. You can pick those tickets up at KentuckySustainableLiving.com. But you want to do it quick because those classes start tomorrow at 8:00 in the morning.
Yeah. Man, let me back y'all up a little bit. So you said naked people are showing up. You got naked and afraid, because if I showed up naked, y'all would be afraid. And well, that would also be a problem too, Jason. I don't want you and the other guys thinking that Thomas Jefferson lied about all men being created equal.
It's a little cool here, Billy, so don't talk too much.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Yeah. So well, yeah. So you got people from Naked and Afraid showing up, huh?
Yeah.
And they will have clothes on. I told them, I'm like, you got to wear your clothes. So.
Well, for those who don't know, my son is a fantastic teacher.
Yes.
People usually see me in front of the camera a lot of times, but I'm telling you what, he's got a really good YouTube channel, but also in-person classes, y'all. Yep. He's better than his old man. So, there's a lot of great people out there. Darren Hacks for the Homesteader. Yeah, he may be processing the sheep, y'all, but I know Darren from years ago. And I'm telling you what, he's the kind of guy you could drop off Naked and Afraid when wet weather boots and a G-string in the Arctic Circle, and he'll have a teepee made the following day. Just a knife and wet weather boots and G-strings and 550 cord. I'm telling you, Darren can do it all, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
He's been a massive inspiration on me. Man, I wish I could be there, man. It sounds like this is going to be a real hoot.
Oh, it's going to be good. We've got
Tool Man Tim coming, and he is actually going to be doing a talk on getting away from the poverty mindset. And Billy, and I'm just going to say, you know, putting on these festivals, it's a lot of work. There's a lot of stuff that goes into this. And there's a lot of people that will sit behind their phone or their computer and say all kinds of negative stuff about, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, trying to do a good thing, and complain about things. And the talk that Toolman Tim is going to do, it is needed everywhere. I mean, people who think that, you know, somebody's just going to fly out of the government or whatever and give them a check and all that, it's ridiculous that people think that somebody else is supposed to take care of them or everything's supposed to be free or whatever. It's just frustrating. And I'm really excited to hear what, you know, he has to say about that, because it's such a problem in today's time.
You know, it's funny you bring that up, Shelly, because I was actually going to do a podcast on it. It's even among the homestead circles where I'm hoping people will undo that. You know, somebody will be upset because somebody is charging at all for tickets to an event, but at the same time, you got no problem giving all your money to Walmart and McDonald's. So, I mean, two corporations that really couldn't care less about you. So, yeah, that poverty mindset, it is and I've seen it as of late in a bad, bad way, but I won't get sidetracked on that. I'm so glad he's going to be doing that, because it's really, people that get into this life feel like they got to take a vow of poverty.
Yeah.
No, we should be doing this. We should be doing this from a point of abundance where we're giving away, you know, and as y'all know, I mean, folks, I'm talking to a couple of farmers that do this work themselves. They actually live this lifestyle. They're selfless people. I mean, selfless in a way that I can't even describe. And they're putting on a festival that is beyond affordable. So for the people that want to know, what's the admission prices and class prices?
So tickets are going to be, if you buy your tickets at the door, they're going to be $35. But if you go on KentuckySustainableLiving.com, you can get the tickets using coupon code EMAIL25. You can get the tickets for $25. That coupon code ends tomorrow. So if you're waiting till Saturday and going to come buy your ticket, it's going to be $35 a piece. Kids under 17 and under get in free, so you don't have to worry about paying for them. But yeah, you can get them for $25 if you go on the website and get them.
And wow. It's a totally, totally family-friendly event. We've got a whole petting zoo that Emily Rock is bringing a bunch of animals for a petting zoo. So the kids can go down there and play with the animals and stuff like that. It's great for kids to come to.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's what's really cool about this event is that it's also a pretty safe structure as well. Yeah. There's eyes everywhere. You got plenty of volunteers, and it's not like, I mean, if anybody's worried, I know these days you got to be on the lookout for everything, but this is a very secure structure. It's not a place where somebody's going to try to get away with your kids or anything like that. So, and you know, the way the petting zoo set up is that it's in a self-contained area. So yeah. So
everything is inside. There's nothing going to be outside. So rain or shine, we're having this, everything. It's 68 degrees in the arena right now. So it's perfect weather in the arena.
Well, Jason and Shelly, I was talking a moment ago where one of the biggest reasons I love going to these things is community. And then you're meeting people that you already know you're going to have something in common with. And I've seen you two both at numerous places and different festivals. tell them what are the, I mean, that's my assessment of this. What do you think one of the biggest reasons why people ought to go to these things? Because honestly, $35 is pretty doggone affordable.
You're meeting people. You're actually meeting your future friends is basically what it is. I mean, I go back to this all the time. That very first Back to the Land Festival where we came and you taught us how to process a hog. And that was the only reason that Randy and I came to that festival was learn how to process a hog. And then we got home and we had a dead pig that had impaled itself on a post and had no idea what to do with it. And I picked up my phone and texted William, and he was like, do this, do this, do this, and walked us through it. I mean, you are going to come and meet your future lifelong friends for real. This is the community that you need to be building.
Yeah. And at the last festival we did, I met people that are real local to us, and I talked to them maybe once a week, twice a week. And there's several people like that. It's like, hey, I didn't know you were down the road. Nope. And it's awesome. Just like Emily, I didn't know that Emily was 15 minutes from me, and she's got a milk cow, sells milk shares, does all that stuff. And now I know who she is, and I've got her number, and I talked to her. I talked to her yesterday. So it's amazing the people you can meet if you get your butt off the couch and actually do something.
That's the part that, honestly, both of you are friends of mine now, and I've met other friends along the way here, and it's, folks, you're not just going to get friends there. You're going to get people that you wish were your family and next-door neighbors. I'm dead serious. So the classes are great. The classes are fantastic. You're going to, it's what I call a party with a purpose. You can go there. You're going to learn some stuff you didn't know. You're going to learn about people you didn't know. And no matter where I go, I end up meeting somebody who's literally within minutes of where I live. And I don't care where you go, folks. You're always going to find those. So tell everybody where this is. We said Kentucky, but it's in Bowling Green.
It's in Bowling Green, Kentucky is where it's at. I mean, we're only an hour from Nashville. We're an hour and a half from Louisville, 2.5 hours from Lexington. I mean, if you're in Kentucky or Bowling or in Kentucky or Tennessee, you can make the drive and stay all weekend. It's not that bad a deal. But we're at the WKU Ag Expo Center. It's the L.D. Brown Expo Center. And this, if you can see the arena behind us, by tomorrow afternoon, this place will be filled. There's going to be 60 plus vendors in here. So this whole 100, this arena is 100 by 200, and it will be full of vendor spots by tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, we've had a couple people setting up today because they're actually going to be in the workshop classes tomorrow. So they came in early to set up their stuff. But all of our vendors are supposed to be in here in the morning around 8 o'clock to start setting up and get ready to go for Saturday. It's going to be jam-packed.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, y'all, if you're anywhere in the vicinity, go check them out. These are people I know. They're friends of mine, and they do fantastic work. They're very, very selfless people. They'll never tell you about that, but they raised an incredible amount of money last year for a very good cause. And look, folks, I'm a little bit tongue-tied. There's a reason why I keep going on about this stuff. There's a reason why I keep talking about these festivals, because like you heard Eric Sider say a moment ago, and he didn't plan it that way. I didn't ask him to do that. Bottom line is, you need to find community. There are no John Rambos out there. In fact, when I was in the Army, there wasn't no Rambos. It was a bunch of Sambos, and none of us out.
You ain't right. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was funny. I don't care who you are. But yeah, so anyway, that's not – look, you're not going to go out there with a knife and then just go, you know, hack it out of the wilderness. You need community. So once again, tell everybody where they can find y'all.
Get your tickets at KentuckySustainableLiving.com. Remember, you can use the coupon code EMAIL25 to get your tickets for $25 each, but that coupon code ends tomorrow. You have until the 22nd to use that. When you get here at the door on Saturday, if you don't have your tickets, they're going to be $35 a piece. We are located at...
It's 406 Elrod Road in Bowling Green, Kentucky. You put in WKU Ag Expo Center, it will pop up with the address.
And the doors will open at 8:30 on Saturday and Sunday. Our first speaker will start at 10. So you can show up and check out the vendors and all that stuff, do a little bit of shopping. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's what I'm talking about, y'all. Go check them out. You're going to be glad you did, especially, look, just hopping the first thing smoking, head on out to Bowling Green. You're going to be glad you did. For all you folks on the fence, like, I don't know. Man, get loose or get lost. I mean, this is exactly how it goes. Thanks so much, Jason and Shelly. Thanks for coming on the Pimp Cast.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
All right. So here I am back in the saddle, and I'm live with all of y'all. Look, hey, thanks for all the great comments, but there's one here I want to put up on the screen that jumped up at me. Before we get into the comments, though, I almost got ahead of myself. TexasBoys.com are the ones sponsoring this segment of the show. You can go to their website and get your beef. You can get all the things they sell over there. And they got a really ballin' podcast called the Fearless Podcast. And they're like our brother podcast, and they do some fantastic stuff. And we share a lot, if not most, of the same doggone viewpoints. Man, when I met those guys, I had to reach out to them because I was like, okay, man, I'm feeling pretty alone out here until I met them. So anyway, 5% off with promo code PERMA over there. Get you squared away. So Appalachian Pilgrim says, hey, gang, I found a really awesome small family milling company in Nicholsville, Virginia recently. They have a sweet family. Heritage Virginia Mill is their name. I definitely wanted to give them a shout out because I know there's a whole lot of people as of late that are looking for really, really awesome stuff in terms of meat. And I mean, in terms, not meat, well, yes, meat also, but in addition to that, as far as grain. So, man, that's something I'd really like to check out myself. And then speaking of the man himself, Spags Unfiltered, what's up? What's up, y'all? Remember, I was talking about building community. Go check out the YouTube channel, Spags Unfiltered. My man was one of the ones that taught me how to do it, y'all. And that's years ago. And that's Bobby over at Spags Unfiltered. So, and they got an event coming up too as well. That's going to be out in Kansas, but that's going to be a little while from now. Or actually, I don't know that it is, but we'll have them on the show either way. So go check out Spags Unfiltered. Get your community on. So now we're into the Q&A section. If you got anything, leave it in capital letters here. Otherwise, I'm going to go straight to my email. Boy, some of these are going to knock your socks off, I suspect. Hey, Billy, got educated today. Just got out of indoctrination class. He's talking about college. This is Matthew. And this kid had something around his neck. It was really tight on his neck, and I thought it was a tattoo. So I went up to the guy next to me and said, basically, is that a tattoo or a necklace? He says, no, dude, that's a choker. And I said, what? Okay, so story unfolds right there. All right, so being who I am, had no idea what a choker is. When I think of a choker, I'm thinking of what you put on a dog. You know what folks put on a dog? Well, apparently they got them for people. Man, I don't even know what planet I'm on anymore. I guess that's what, I mean, is life so uninteresting that you got to sit here and put collars around your own neck? Is this what it's come to? I do not know. Man, this is crazy. I don't even know. Man, I've seen some stuff the other day in Asheville, y'all. Knocked my junk into my watch pocket. Ain't even going to kid you. I mean, it's just getting crazier and crazier. It's like my son said, William, permaculture consultant, go check out his YouTube. It's like he said a while back, where I couldn't understand what all this woke stuff was all about. And it's people that have too cush a life that they have to make it, they have to create conflict. They have to create all this discomfort in their lives because the school systems and everybody else said you had it too good. Anyway, yeah, I don't get it. Look, if you're waiting for the crucible of hard times, you ain't got to wait. It's coming. You ain't got to go looking for it, nephew. Believe me, it's on its way. Yeah, someone says KKBO8. Loved your interview with Scipio. Thanks for introducing me to him. Y'all, I ain't going to lie. I probably could have done better with that interview, but I'm telling you, Scipio is definitely the American version of James Corbett. In fact, I would suspect, I mean, I'm not going to say a better version. It's a different version, and he will give you a PhD understanding of whatever it is he's talking about, and he makes it very digestible. So dispatches from reality. If you haven't listened to that interview yesterday with Scipio, go check it out. Some people are probably going to get offended by it, but since when am I caring about that? It's probably a good thing that people are getting offended. All right, so we got this other one. Comes from Beverly. She says, appreciate YouTube teaching us about radio frequencies. With a frequency meter. Okay, for those that don't know, and basically she's looking into ways to, you know, you know, check out what things are doing in their house. So anyway, they upgraded to 5G, and I guess things are going a little bit of haywire. So here's what I did. Got myself a meter. You can get the whole kit for like $350. Don't suggest you got to do all that. You just need, look, some of the biggest culprits in your house are things you probably ain't even thinking about. Believe it or not, your TV just being plugged in is shooting out EMF waves that'll blow your mind. I am dead serious, y'all. Your smart meter on your house. Well, found out later on, I said it wasn't all that bad. No, it wasn't at the time until they decide to transmit all that data. Michelle heard this thing going on like it was a factory, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it was. And so it's doing that. It'll pulse up latest information, you know, things like that. So I'm doing what I can to try to get that off the house completely. And if I can't, well, shielding is going to be my next thing. And hopefully I get a video up on that. So, yeah, as far as these frequencies and stuff like that, yeah, you got to watch out. Stay alert, stay alive, man, because this stuff is for real. And I'm doing what I possibly can to basically make you know how to mitigate this stuff. And like I said, 25 years as a journeyman electrician, I know my way around a lot of this stuff, and I know how to test this stuff. And I'm finding things that work, and I'm finding things that work for a little while. But let me tell you what doesn't work. Those little sticky things that people are selling, this you stick on the back of your phone, supposedly gets rid of the EMF wave. Negative, nephew, ain't working. No, I have yet to find one that works. Now, the Shungite has worked, but I got to do some long-term testing before I go on and tell you about that. So anyway, y'all, yeah, I'm a little bit tongue-tied. So here we are coming to the near the end of this thing, y'all. If anybody has questions, like I said, leave them down below. Think about, look, y'all, I'm going to beat this horse to death. There is a reason why I am. How many people right now do you need? And I'm talking very noted people that got a whole lot of sense that are saying, hey, we're expecting what? Hundreds of banks to fail this year. That's exactly why you get yourself. I'm not saying get into this because you're fearful. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying things are getting real, and they're getting realer, and you need to get some skills. A lot of you have some skills, but you need a community also. Now, just jumping into any community is not necessarily a good thing. And if you get into some that are specifically militia, believe it or not, there's going to be some COINTELGOVERNMENT government apps or government plants. Some, what do you call those things? There's a fancy French word for it. But anyway, there's going to be some of those people that are going to be mixed into some of those groups. So be cautious. I'm not saying they're not some good ones out there, but just be really, really cautious. So, hey, y'all. I got to go out here and I got to get more mulch for the blueberries. I got to get rocking, hopping and popping and doing all those things. I want to thank everybody on the live chat. I want to thank everybody who's listening through YouTube. Hey, and by the way, or not YouTube, but all the audio platforms. If you get a chance, y'all, go over there, give us a 5-star review, put a comment in there. It helps us greatly because all the way around, look, so far podcasting seems to be the last bastion, at least not on YouTube, of free speech. And they're even playing games over there. So help me out with the algorithms. Kick it up over there. We're still growing. Things are going good. But, y'all, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, stay alert, stay alive. I'm talking saucy. All they want to build is a prison world full of pet Tamagotchis. The kamikaze got me out of body like I'm Goku SS3. They want to push me to the center like a cell. They want to spill up at the center of the nexus. Me. They want me to.